The connection between chicken and art is probably the Eindhovens, the current owners of Hollard, as far as I understand it. They house all of the art on the Hollard campus, and I think they own Nando's and Spear Wine, I think. Anyway, Charmaine, Pretoria. Bye.
Good guess, Charmaine. You and Mbo actually hit the nail on the head when I asked that question earlier. What is the connection between a chicken and art? I'm trying to find Mbo's message at this point as well, because she said, Joanne, chicken and arts. I've seen quite a number of great artworks displayed in Nando's SA stores. So that's an interesting question, I thought, because I thought very few people would actually be able to make that connection. But can you believe Nando's actually owns more than 21,000 artworks? And CNN actually wrote an article about this quite recently. They went on to say that Nando's started collecting art in partnership with the Spear Arts Trust in 2001, and it's since become the owner of the largest collection of Southern African contemporary art and design. So let's bring into the conversation Kirsten Niehaus. She's the Art and Internal Communications Manager for Nando's South Africa. Kirsten, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us today. So it's probably a very obvious question, but there isn't a very obvious connection between fast food and art. What made you, as Nando's, want to start this collection?
Well, I think most people know Nando's for our delicious peri-peri chicken and our quirky TV ads, but few people realize the huge investment and the impact that Nando's has had in changing artists' lives. So creativity has always been part of our DNA. So in 2001, our shareholders decided to do something unique and something different. And so we launched the Nando's Art Initiative in partnership with Spear Arts Trust. So the idea behind it was, instead of, we have to decorate our restaurants anyway. So instead of just buying pieces that weren't curated in a collection, we would do something meaningful and by changing artists' lives. So the idea was, instead of buying one-off pieces, that we have artist career development programs. And how those work is that they're created and administered by Spear Arts Trust. And the programs are designed, and then they look for talented artists, which are then invited into the programs. They then have to do a monthly hand-in where the art is curated and given feedback by the curator. And then if the art is then selected into the collection, those artists get paid that very same day. So these programs are designed from a structure perspective to give them a deadline to work towards, feedback from the curator as to why she's buying the piece or not, which is hugely important in their development. And then third of all, they get the monthly income if they've worked hard and produced beautiful pieces. And it's that structure that allows artists to focus on their full-time artist career instead of worrying about where the next paycheck is coming from.
It sounds like a wonderful idea, and I think the way you've gone about it is really clever, Kirsten. Let me just ask you, so are we talking largely about local artists, or are we, when you say regional artists, is it South African artists, is it African artists in general? What sort of canon of work are you drawing on here?
Fundamentally, it's South African artists, but as the demand for the restaurants, as our restaurant footprint grows globally and the demand for art increases, we've had to actually expand it to Southern Africa. So we call it a Southern African art collection, where we include Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and other Southern African countries. But we also do buy from artists or work with artists that are African diaspora living in South Africa. But fundamentally, the link is also to the fact that Nando's is a proudly South African brand, and we want to invest in the people of South Africa. And in actual fact, we want to use our restaurants with our global footprint to showcase to the world how amazing and world-class our artists actually are.
Yes, yes. And I mean, the areas in which these artworks are primarily exhibited make them so accessible. I just love the idea of that.
Exactly. Democratizing art
so,
through our restaurants.
Through your restaurants. So in other words, everyone who walks into a Nando's virtually around the country or in various territories around the world is very likely to be exposed to this African art.
Exactly. That's exactly true. So the idea that art needs to be accessible, we're not a white box where you're too scared to go in, you're too scared to ask a question. Art has been part of our South African culture since the very beginning. So why not allow our guests who visit Nando's access to the beautiful South African art and Southern African art that's being produced?
Tell me a little bit more about this program, Kirsten, your Portal to Africa. How exactly does that work, and what sort of artworks have you been able to develop through that?
So the Portal to Africa is something different. It's actually linked to design. So through the success of the Nando's Art Initiative, which has been going now since 2001, we decided that why are we buying furniture from China when we have got amazing furniture and designers in South Africa as well? So the same concept of the art being sourced in South Africa, the idea would be that we would source furniture from South Africa. So what happened is that we embarked on the same sort of process where we've sort of curated a collection of South African furniture where different art, different designers' pieces are listed on the Portal to Africa, and it's an online online website which interior designers that work on the Nando's projects around the world can go to, and they can select various tables and chairs and light fittings that have been curated like we would curate our art, and they can choose those pieces, and then that order goes straight to that South African designer. We don't make any profit from that. We charge, I think, a small management fee, but it's literally a way to give access to South African artists to the international market.
This really sounds like a wonderful program. Thank you very much for speaking to us, Kirsten Niehaus. She's the Art and Internal Communications Manager for Nando's South Africa.
Joanne Joseph on 702.
Call Joanne on 011-883-0702.
Interesting, isn't it, that the biggest collection of South African art should be in such an accessible place? Remember the days when we could not easily access that kind of thing unless you went into an art gallery, and some of them are very stuffy spaces and you don't feel quite welcome walking through them. But isn't it wonderful? I mean, you can go and buy your fast food and while you're waiting, have a walk around, have a look at the art on the walls, see which artists are doing this, you know, produce this beautiful work and what sort of meaning they're trying to convey. I think it's a really, really wonderful idea, especially in terms of making it accessible to everyone.